Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario, TNO, recently launched its 2022-23 season, inviting patrons to take in a crossroads of views. The creators of the shows in the program have chosen to look at the world through different eyes. Frank, playful, tender or kaleidoscopic, reads a release from TNO. Multiple perspectives are needed, since the shows and artistic approaches presented this season are very different from one another. It will also be the first full season hosted at the theatre company's new home, Place des Arts. In September, the season opens with a public reading of Nickel City Fifth's Une épopée queer sudbérois sur fond de trousse. It's playwright Alex Tetreault's first self-directed theatre project, bringing together Sudbury's queer and francophone communities, and will be presented as part of Foy's Vives, a provincial public reading event taking place in Sudbury this year. In October, the TNO is participating in a large-scale co-production, Un Deux Trois. Imagine 40 performers from across the country, including Chloe Thériault, France UO and Caroline Reynaud, on a cross-Canada tour. This text by Mani Soleimanlu addresses the issue of cultural and linguistic identity with hilarity and humanity. This play is produced by Orange Noyer, the National Arts Centre French Theatre and producers from across Canada. Presented in November, the first show of the youth series is A Quest for Joy and Freedom, for 3 to 7-year-olds. L'Echo de Lecchium brings the visual arts to the stage with a delightful combination of live painting, dance and sea shanties. Produced by Les Chemins Errants and Théâtre Motus. In December, you won't want to miss Vaches, the musical, co-presented with La Slag and produced by Creations in Vivo. Both funny and touching, this story speaks, and sings, with humor and sincerity about living together and the solidarity of Franco-Ontarians in the face of adversity. The TNO will embrace the new year with the presentation of its community play, Garçon, by Stéphane Héroy. Guided by director Eline Dallaire, the actors will find themselves knee-deep in the chaos of a classic French restaurant. Auditions are now open. Interested participants can register by emailing production at letno.ca. In February, Mononc Jules, a text by Jocelyn Sowey, reconstructs with humor, imagination and intelligence the little-known history of Indigenous people in the 20th century. Surrounded by screens and animated models, the performer takes us on a deep dive through a box of archives from which we emerge forever changed. Diane Lozier will be back in Sudbury in March, this time in a solo show. You may have seen her in Le Club des Ephemeres. In Intrusions, a woman tells the story of waiting to be transferred to a retirement home with her husband, whose health is failing. With humor, rage and determination, she refuses to let age, circumstances or the system destroy her dignity and the love she has for her husband. A co-production of Théâtre de la Vieille 17 and Théâtre Populaire de Cady. Two youth presentations will take place at Place des Arts in April, the first of which is Tocac Messimipuit, Delphine Rêve Toujours, for ages 5 to 9. The story centers on Delphine, a young Wolastoqui, Maliseet, girl, with a head full of dreams and a fierce determination. Since her father lost the drum of his deceased, Mussum's, grandfather's, Delphine has been dead set on finding it at all costs. Will she manage to overcome the challenges of the forest to find her drum? A co-production of Théâtre Andinac and Théâtre de la Vieille 17. A few weeks later, Gazagine Malenki, Je te promets une forte will be presented to children from 18 months to 6 years of age. Guided by the seasons and the sacred circle of the Indigenous medicine wheel, three artists come together on stage. An Abitibi cellist, a French and Anishinaabe actress and musician, and a director emigrated from Poland create an immersive space weaving sounds, echoes, textures, movement and poetry for the senses. A Voyagers Immobiles production. The season ends during the St. Jean festivities, from June 22 to 24, 2023. The public will be able to see the fruits of Tetreault's writing project, produced in collaboration with the TNO. Nickel City Fifths, Une épopée queer sudbérois sur fond de trousse, the full show, will be presented at the Ziggs Bar. This love letter to the region's queer and francophone communities pays tribute to the struggles of the past and present in an atmosphere that is campy, fantastical, irreverent, vulgar, caustic, confrontational, and just a tad disturbing in parts. As well, the TNO is kicking off a call for projects for a reinvented version of its Cellule Decritures program. This project aims to support unique writing processes and strong statements by offering financial, artistic and logistical support to a cohort of three Francophone artists in order to foster the development of new works. Each cohort is made up of artists with varied backgrounds, with at least one artist from Northern Ontario. Franco-Ontarian playwrights from all backgrounds are invited to apply for tailored French writing support. All the details of this initiative can be found on our website. For tickets, the TNO subscription is back, but in a slightly revamped formula offering more flexibility. You can choose three or more shows from our entire program at 25% off the regular price. The Solidarity box office is also back, which means pay what you can. For more information on the shows or for ticket information, visit the TNO website, found here.